Good morning, y'all.
Well, I'm riding along.
You've landed at my house.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
It's Rosie on the house.
That's been sung 100 times before.
On a beautiful Saturday morning.
Ain't got nothing but my name.
Oh, you're going to sing for us this morning. Always a treat, huh, Mike?
Here we go. Here we go. Here, my favorite part.
I'm happy and I'm free.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, can you feel it?
On a beautiful Saturday morning. I could feel it a little bit last night.
Yeah, when summer's waning.
When that storm blew in.
Yeah, days are a little shorter. Air is a little less intense. Color's kind of coming back.
That patio's a little bit darker when we get up in the morning.
I like driving in when the sun's coming up.
You like that,
mm-hmm,
huh?
I do.
Okay. Well, good morning, y'all. It's Rosie on the house. We're here every Saturday morning, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years, coming up on our 30th anniversary here in October. We've got a great show lined up for y'all this morning. At 8 o'clock, John J. Harper will come in and be talking about your garden, your lawn, anything having to do with the outside of your house, answering your questions. That's at 8 o'clock.
Getting ready for the next season.
Getting ready for the next season. That's exactly right.
Just in the corner.
9 o'clock, we will have open lines, so that's when your opportunity to call. Give us a project that you're currently working on and let us help you talk you through it, give you some tips and tricks of the trade and some tool recommendations and product recommendations. Get your project wrapped up. 10 o'clock hour, we could be talking about something I would guess might light up the phones today. It's how to deal with water damage at your house.
We got off easy, I guess.
We had
a nice, long, gentle rain, but then Shay's all shut down?
Yeah.
Poles all bent over and snapped?
Got here a little late this morning because we forgot Shay was closed. Had to go back up to Cactus.
I can't remember the last time that happened.
Yeah, there's probably 20 power poles laid down in the street.
But
on
APS was on it.
Tornado cloud was spotted south of Phoenix, so it was a pretty good storm. They were talking the monsoon season to date. You know, Tucson's doing really well at about 7 inches. Mesa has been hit with some good rain, but Sky Harbor, the whole monsoon season was registering less than an inch up until yesterday. So I'm curious what they ended up getting. I know the White Mountains are seriously drenched and wet, and that'll be great for the trees and knocking out the fires that were burning. At one time, we had 34 forest fires, grass-line fires, burning in Arizona earlier this summer. So we've got a great show. Great show. And this morning, 7 o'clock hour, we've got a special guest here in studio, Mr. Jim West. Those of you who have been listening have heard we've been bringing in authors the last few weeks. We had Roger Naylor in, and by the way, he's going to be at Changing Hands Bookstores Tuesday night starting at 7 p.m. He'll be signing his book. That must be The Amazing Cole Brothers of the Grand Canyon, his newest book. So that's Tuesday, August 8th at Phoenix Changing Hands. That's at 300 West Camelback Road. Starts at 7 p.m. So Roger will be there signing books. We had Stella Duarte Pope in. And this morning we've got, and these are all Arizona authors. And this morning we've got Mr. Jim West here in studio. Jim, thanks a million for coming in, my friend.
Hey, Rosie, thanks very much. I'm glad to be here, both of you. Thank you, Jennifer. Good to meet you both. I've been a big fan for many years.
tell the listeners your background.
Well, people might recognize the voice, possibly.
Yes, I would think they would.
Been in radio in the Valley here off and on for several years. I worked in country music radio. So I worked at the big country stations here in Phoenix for many years and did my little tour around the country back and forth in broadcasting, so on the air and programming and the whole thing. So I'm a music fan, but not a musician.
And yeah, I hear that. I can't play a single instrument.
But you can sing.
But I
sing in the shower so nobody can hear me.
That's about it. That's where I'm limited to as well. But we brought you in this morning because of the book you have written. So you've added author to your resume.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Like I said, I'm a music fan. of all genres of music, country, rock and roll, R&B. But a few years ago, back in 2007, about 10 years ago now, I volunteered for a nonprofit here in the Valley called the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Which is a nice little nonprofit where we induct a variety of different entertainers into this hall. A good example of who's in there already is Wallace and Ladmo, Pat McMahon, golly, who else? All the country people, Marty Robbins, Buck Owens, all the folks that started their career in Arizona. And not only country or rock and roll, they got Stevie Nicks in there. They've got Alice Cooper.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg is in the Hall of Fame as well.
Is there a physical building to go with this?
Well, there is one. They've started up a building over on Thomas Road and Hayden in Scottsdale. Oh. And it's inside of a little venue there. And but they're always, I think they're going to be looking for a future place to, they're going to outgrow that place pretty quick. But they've got some nice displays set up there already, and it's a nonprofit, so they're always looking for funding to get going and everything. But I volunteered for this about 10 years ago, and the Hall of Fame, and as an advisory person. And I got to thinking that I didn't see a lot of, some of the people that were being inducted into that Hall of Fame here locally, I never saw collectively in one place the fact that Phoenix, back in the 50s and 60s, had a incredibly entertaining music scene and recording scene here. You think of the grassroots recording studios like Sun Records in Memphis with Elvis Presley,
right,
and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis. Believe it or not, Phoenix had a recording scene in the mid to late 50s that kind of took off here, and we had a lot of homegrown recording stars here. And so I wrote a book called The Phoenix Sound. And starting out in like 1957, there was a, first of all, let me back up a second. There's a gentleman named Lee Hazelwood, who became a record producer for many years. And he was part of the original grassroots person to help get people started in the recording industry. There was a studio downtown called Ramsey's Audio Recorders. It became Audio Recorders later.
Yep.
Originally started out as Ramsey's Studio, like in the early 50s.
They're on 7th Street forever.
They were, and the building still stands. The second studio building still there today. I think it's empty, but the history that came out of that building is incredible. But back in the mid to late 50s, we had a scene starting here with a gentleman named, the first big star that came out of here was a gentleman named Sanford Clark. In fact, he's on the front cover of the book here, this gentleman here. He recorded a song called The Fool, that was written by Lee Hazelwood. Elvis and Paul McCartney even recorded their version of The Fool. If you want to start playing that song, The Fool.
Gather around me and buddies. Hold your glasses high.
And this is
Sanford
50s.
Clark.
57.
Is hit the top 10 on the Billboard rock and roll charts, actually country and rock and roll charts, in 1957. Sold 800,000 copies, pretty much out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, the music industry started paying attention to Phoenix, Arizona. And then a year later, we had a gentleman named Duane Eddy that, of course, recorded here as well. Let me back up and tell a story on that, if I may. Duane Eddy, of course, grew up in Coolidge, Arizona. Along with another gentleman named Jimmy Dell. They went to high school together. And Lee Hazelwood was actually on a little radio station down there, KCKY, in the mid to late 50s. And he was looking for talent to expand his repertoire. He wanted to get into the producing and writing, and that's what he did. And he wrote The Fool for Sanford Clark, and he was the first gentleman that came out of... He was coming out of the military. In fact, he was stationed at Luke Air Force Base in 1956. By 1957, he'd recorded this song, The Fool, which we just heard a bit of, and it hit the top 10. And like I say, the floodgates kind of opened up in Phoenix, Arizona.
I mean, what that must mean to a just basically a kid out in the middle of the desert,
right,
having a song like that go to the national top 10.
Exactly. And Lee Hazelwood, like I say, was in Coolidge. He helped discover Duane Eddy and Jimmy Dell, his buddy. They recorded an early song that Lee Hazelwood wrote. And by 1958, they were coming up to Phoenix to a venue called Madison Square Garden.
Downtown.
Which is no longer there. It used to be downtown. Oh, and they were playing a country music rockabilly show every Saturday night called the Arizona Hayride. And then Duane Eddy started recording with the Ramses.
I don't remember ever attending an event at Madison Garden, but I was at JD's.
Oh yeah, that came a little later in the '60s with Waylon Jennings. We'll get to that.
We spent a little bit of time listening to some music at JD's. That's for sure. And then Mr. Lucky's.
Oh yeah, Mr. Lucky's. Goodness, if I had a dollar for every time I was hanging out there, right back in the day.
All right, we're here with Mr. Jim West, radio personality and now author of a book, The Phoenix Sound. It is a history of the twang and rockabilly music in Arizona. And we were talking about audio recorders on 7th Street. I have a short story on that. When I was first thinking of doing a radio show, I had a drywaller by the name of Tony Bachok.
Okay.
And Tony was a musician, and he had done some recording. And he says, Rosie, we've got to get you to record a cassette tape so you can start getting it out to the radio stations and let them listen to it. And so he had a key to audio recorders, and we went in there one night about 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. There were a couple other people in there.
Right.
He fired up one of the back studios, and we cut a cassette tape with my mom and dad acting as the callers.
Wow, that's great.
So, man, audio recorders. I used to drive by that place all the time.
Oh, yeah, that was a great studio. They had the Phoenix Symphony in there that was big enough to record the symphony and a variety of different entertainers and performers and everything.
Here with Jim West, author of The Phoenix Sound. We'll be back talking about the history of twang and rockabilly music in Arizona by such artists as Duane Eddy, Skip and Flip, Ted Newman, Ray Sharp, and Al Casey. And then you can't forget Waylon Jennings.